Good morning. You're listening to the Friday Radio Zine, and this is Julie, and I'm here with Julie Atkins and Raina Jacobson. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're going to talk about body talk. Body talk is, well, why don't you tell us what body talk is rather than me trying to define it, since you practice body talk yourself. Julie, go ahead.
Okay. Well, body talk is a system of energy medicine that's based on both Western and Eastern medical principles. And it's a very simple system that involves improving the internal communication within the body and the mind, and very much involves the individual in the process, as opposed to sometimes we other systems where you go and you think of somebody else fixing you. This is really about learning to work with the body's incredible innate wisdom and have it guide how the body wants to be reconnected.
And how does that work?
How does it work?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's an incredibly comprehensive system that integrates all aspects of the physical, the mental, the emotional, the environment. It's not segmenting the body and putting it into compartments and saying, you know, my kidney is not working, just fix the kidney. We realize that the kidney is very much part of the whole system. And sometimes the most effective way to balance and improve the function of the kidney is to be working at some other level of the body. There is nothing just so-called a physical problem. Mm-hmm. There is always going to be an emotional component. There's always going to be some belief systems and attitudes that will go along with that. And we live in an environment. So it's a wonderfully a gentle, holistic and comprehensive system that includes the whole of you. So you feel that you're going to more than just a practitioner of some discipline. You feel that your whole body is being taken care of.
And with the problem with the headphones, I forgot to tell you that we're listening to KBOO Portland, and this is the Friday Radio Zine. We're talking about body talk here with Julie Atkins and Raina Jacobson. I just wanted to ask, how does the body, how does the practitioner communicate with the patient's body?
Well, we establish a form of communication with the client through a form of muscle testing. Applied kinesiology has been around for many years. But Dr. Veltheim realized that we could take it one step further. And actually, we could ask the body itself through a series of yes-no questions, what is the priority here to start to reconnect and improve the inner balance? So we do, we use the arm or on the whole, we tend to use the arm or the hand of the client. And we first of all establish this yes-no communication, and then once we've established that, we can use a very comprehensive protocol that we learn, which tells us what we may want to be linking, and then a procedure that tells us how we want to do the linking. And then on top of that, with establishing this yes and no, the actual balancing happens through this tapping process.
And so the weight of the hand determines a yes or no answer from the body.
Yes, you can set that up because we need to make sure that we're talking the same language.
Mm-hmm. And the questions, are they're asked out loud or?
In a session, we actually ask them silently because it's quicker that way. But when we find almost we're creating these formulas, so say we want the liver is the priority and it needs to communicate to the heart, and there may be definitions and details around that, or an environment or a key person that seems to be upsetting this balance, or it could be a sugar problem or anything. This procedure we learn helps define what these links are. Through this connection, sorry again, what was the question?
just how it works.
So you find at least a minimum of two parts within the body and the mind that need to improve this communication. And through this yes, no, you can get very accurate as to what seems to be malfunctioning. Mm-hmm. And then we do the tapping to wake the brain up to say, it's almost like, you know, hey, yes, this is an issue. The liver is not functioning as well as it could. And tapping has been around for centuries. And we're bringing it back, and more disciplines are bringing back tapping. So we tap on the brain to say, you know, reevaluate this. This needs to be readdressed. And then we tap over the heart complex. There's been a lot of recent study There's a company in Colorado, HeartMath, that have been doing a lot of research on the role of the heart and the and how it plays into our health. And so by tapping over the heart complex, if the brain makes some changes and improves this communication, the heart needs to update that and store it in the new memory so that we don't have to keep reproducing our sick and tired and unhappy selves that we do.
Yes. Raina, did you have something you wanted to add?
Well, I wanted to add that the body has this innate wisdom that knows what's not working well, what's not communicating well, what's not synchronizing well, what's unhappy, as Jilly said, and it also knows what needs to be done to fix it. And when you start to do the muscle testing and asking the body, it's almost like the body is saying, finally, somebody's even asking me. Usually people are just telling me what's wrong. So it's a very empowering process for the person receiving the session, because this information is coming from deep within inside them that they may not even be aware of. And it's very common. You get someone on the table and you start to uncover these different stories and things like that. And people are going, oh, yes, that's really, I remember that. And mm-hmm. boy, that's inside of me. Or a few weeks ago, something came up that there was some issue with the water at the person's workplace. And she said, well, you know, everything's fine as far as I know. And she came back a couple weeks later and said, the day after the session, we found that there was some kind of methane gas that was getting into the water system. And so her body already knew. So I just wanted to bring up that the body really knows what's going on and what needs to know, what needs to be done to fix it. And also, as Jilly mentioned the word priority, in what order the body can best fix it. Sometimes we jump ahead and the body's not quite ready to deal with something. So with the body talk protocol, you're always doing things in the best order for healing to occur.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask this sort of question, either or both of you can answer, how you came to body talk, how you learned about it, and whether you were skeptical of it at first, and sort of how you dealt with that.
Well, I guess I can go first, because then Raina found out about it through me. So it was about 5 years ago in Costa Rica is where I came across body talk. And I was thinking about that this morning, how a little piece of paper on a notice board in a health retreat that I was running a program in caught my eye. And so I went to listen to this lady who had just been trained by Dr. Veltheim, and she was talking about the body talk system. And the longer she spoke, the more excited I became. And I thought, and talk about skepticism. You know, skepticism was high, but I went, has somebody really brought together both Eastern and Western understanding, and based on a philosophy of consciousness, there's something where we can actually talk with this wisdom and use it to guide the balancing? And so it appeared yes, and I still have skepticism, and yet the yes just gets stronger and stronger because we get these fabulous results. And when I came back from there, I just knew I had to find out about it, and I went and got trained, and then it was just too exciting and too big to pass up. So we started giving lectures in Portland, and then I became an instructor on top of being a practitioner. And so we've now put, I don't know how many, 100 plus 200 people through training. And
Just here in Portland,
yes. And we have over 30 certified practitioners in town that are fabulous and very diverse. So it's exciting to see the growth. But Raina, tell me
my story. Well, my story was, I'm an acupuncturist, a nurse and acupuncturist, and I've been involved with teaching meditation for many years, so kind of very involved with the mind and the spirit and the body on all different levels. And so I'm always kind of looking for things that will include all of those aspects of a being. And so as an acupuncturist, I'm always getting little flyers in the mail saying, learn this technique, it'll cure all your patients and make you $1 million. So usually, there a lot of them are wonderful, but I hadn't been really attracted to them. And I got this little flyer in the mail, and it sounded intriguing, and I followed up with a phone call and got in the mail this tape of Dr. Veltheim talking about the Body Talk system, like he's going to be doing next week.
Yes, Dr. Veltheim is the person who developed the Body Talk system, correct?
Right, Dr. John Veltheim. We can talk about him, too. But so I got this tape, and I can't say that I was really skeptical, because as I listened to the tape, I just kept saying everything that he was talking about. I'd say, yes, that's right. He's got it. Oh, my goodness. And so I just got very excited. I just listened to the tape over and over again, and then made some local contacts and found Jilly. And not long after, I was taking my first Body Talk training.
Yeah. And, Julie, you're trained in Western medicine, is that right?
Yes, I didn't. I'm a physiotherapist, trained in London, England. I'm born and raised in a very traditional Western medical family. So that's my skepticism. Those are from my roots. But just like with Raina, when I actually heard John speak, it just felt so right. And that is what's been. And from with my background, what I'm able to do with Body Talk, addressing the physical structure of the body, is so much more comprehensive and quicker than anything I could do in physio. And the other thing that I love is that rather than just, you know, if you've got a knee problem or back problem, that if you go to see me as a physical therapist, that would be my focus. But as a Body Talk practitioner, I'm not going to just be able to address your knee or your back, but I'm going to have far-reaching effects where we can affect the overall health of the rest of the body or the mind. And that's what's so exciting, is you get these spin-offs into so many more aspects of health. So you're really addressing the whole person, and their knee gets better or their back improves. So.
And the thing like a knee problem or a back problem or even a blood sugar problem is just the tip of the iceberg. That's just the symptom. That's just what we notice. That's the body knocking on our head or our knee or our elbow or saying, yeah, something's not right here. You better look a little deeper. And sometimes the looking deeper isn't just about the knee. It's about the kidney, or it's about the emotion of fear, or who knows what else. All sorts of interesting things get uncovered when you start to ask those yes-no questions.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I just wanted to touch on what we just mentioned. Dr. John Veltheim's coming to town next week, February the 9th. Is that right?
That is, yep. He will be giving a public lecture at the Oregon Convention Center on MLK on Thursday, February 9th at 9. From 7 to 9 in the evening. The doors will open at 6:30. There is a very small charge of $10. Can we offer the phone number now of how people could find out about that?
Yeah.
If you would like to have more information or get a ticket, you can call 503-639-4436.
And we'll give that number out again at the end of the show.
Okay, great. Anyway, it's a wonderful, very exciting opportunity to have Dr. Veltheim in town to do this lecture. So he's a fabulous speaker. He has an incredible background both in Eastern and Western medicine. And he's lectured and taught all over the world. He was originally based in Brisbane, Australia. So you will certainly hear his accent, just like mine, from a different part of the world.
And his sense of humor.
And he's got a great sense of humor. But he speaks so well about this. And if you're interested in health and energy medicine and how energy medicine is being integrated into allopathic medicine, everything is energy. So really, this even separating energy medicine as something different is kind of strange, because that's all we are. But he has such an incredible way of explaining and talking about this system and the whole of integrative healthcare. So I highly recommend it.
And it's an intro talk. Is that right?
It's an introduction talk to the public, yes. Mm-hmm. And just from the tickets we've already sold, it's going to be a very diverse group, both of general public and healthcare practitioners and doctors from different disciplines.
Great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
And I'd like to just kind of expand a little bit on that in terms of the wide range of people who are practicing Body Talk. We have In fact, there's probably about 7,000, over 7,000 people trained worldwide. Body Talk is taught in 27 different countries in 7 languages. There's 65 instructors. So it's really all over the place. And I find as a nurse and an acupuncturist that it really rounds out my practice. And I integrate Body Talk in my practice. Sometimes I'll do Body Talk with acupuncture, and sometimes just on its own. And we have other people both here in Portland and all around the world who are acupuncturists, chiropractors, naturopaths, medical doctors, massage therapists, and also we have quite a large group of people who just are lay people who are just drawn to it, who are interested in this medicine, who maybe have received the medicine, received sessions, and felt its power. And so it's quite a wide range, and there's also a range of extensiveness of training. You can actually, Jilly, and there's another instructor in town, Ange Trenga, who teach a 6-hour workshop where you just learn a few of the basic moves, so to speak.
Techniques
that can keep the body balanced on a day-to-day basis and help to deal with a different emergency or just different things that come up, colds and flus and aches and pains that we can empower people to work with on their own. So that's a one-day workshop called Body Talk Access. And then there's a 4-day initial training, and then there's lots of other training that people can go on to after that.
That's great.
So it's just a very wide, comprehensive system.
Well, I wanted to ask also, how has Body Talk changed your outlook on healthcare in general and changed your relationship with patients?
Wow.
yes.
It's hard to speak about succinctly. Just to receive it, maybe I would start there. It was the most gentle session I have ever received, and it was so fascinating to have my body start talking to me and uncover in a very safe and respectful way parts of my body that I'd never linked before. A lot from my background and from a Western medical perspective, certain parts of the body aren't meant to communicate, or they don't have the understanding. So that was exciting. But it felt always so that the whole of me was being taken care of. And I have 3 children, and I use Body Talk with them often, and it's amazing to see the results that happen. This access training that Raina was talking about is very exciting. It's our outreach sort of grassroots program. And just as a mother, you know, just having that in your back pocket, you can nip in the bud viruses and bacterial infections or the common cold, or first aid, you know, the scrapes and bumps of everyday life, and you've got something at your fingertips. So even though I deal with a whole range of medical issues, there's a very practical level, as well as no one's too sick, no one has to fall into a category to receive Body Talk. It is a system of improving communication within the body, and everybody can do with that. So it's, how about you, Raina?
Well, when you talk about every system of the body, there's the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will come just because they don't have anything, any specific aches or pains, but they just want to evolve as a human being and know that their mind and their body and their spirit are inseparable. And so doing Body Talk will help them work on all levels with every session. And what I found personally is that doing Body Talk and receiving Body Talk has just really deepened my understanding of how human beings work on all those levels and how all those levels communicate with each other. Because of my background with Chinese medicine and acupuncture, I already kind of crossed that bridge in understanding that all parts are related, but body talk has just really expanded that understanding into all the different systems, because Chinese medicine talks about the meridian system, but there's also the chakra system and the cranial sacral rhythms, and there's a lot of different systems in the body and outside influences, astrology and genetics and all those kinds of things can be brought in to a body talk session, because they all impact who you are and how you are and what your struggles are in your particular life on every level. So I think body talk is just, I increased my understanding of that and appreciation mm-hmm. and respect for that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And you're talking about how it fits in with other kinds of energy medicine for you, Raina, acupuncture, and I know that it's used in conjunction with other kinds of, with cranial sacral work, with chiropractic and Jinshin Jitsu and Reiki and all kinds of different modalities. But are there things that body talk can treat alone that it's best to just use body talk, do you find?
Well, I find that, well, and this actually kind of goes back to what I think internally I was looking for when I found body talk, is sometimes there are those issues that people have on any level of their being that nobody can just really put a finger on. What is this about? And people come in, they say, I don't understand what's going on. I've been to all these different practitioners. I've tried acupuncture and Western medicine and chiropractic and massage and homeopathy and da-da-da, on and on and on, and I just can't seem to get a handle on it. And I think this is one of the areas that body talk really excels at, is kind of untying those knots that were previously inaccessible to even knowing what the strands of the knot were. So I think that would be my response, is that it's especially good at those really recalcitrant situations that just haven't responded to anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other thing, too, is to know that in our protocol, other modalities is one of the areas that could be the priority. Mm-hmm. So even though we don't limit who may want to see a body talk practitioner, we can address everything. It's an all-encompassing system. And with that, we recognize the value of all these other modalities that are out there. And it may well be the priority that one of these other modalities needs to be brought in. But meanwhile, you can still be doing body talk alongside. So it's a lovely way of seamlessly integrating the various options we have out there.
A lot of people will come in before and after a surgery to help prepare their body for the surgery and to enhance recovery, or alongside chemotherapy, or alongside any other kind
fabulous
of modality
results
they're doing.
Yeah.
I think all the body talk practitioners have had experience like, gee, my chiropractor could never get that one adjustment to go in, and I've had a few sessions of body talk, and boom, now it's able to adjust. So it really works very well with other modalities, and I've had under other modalities, you need to go see your neurologist. You know, so even it works with
absolutely
with any, not just other energy medicines, though, as Jilly pointed out, it's all energy medicine. There's no real separation between the physical body and the energetic body. In fact, at the most recent conference that happened last fall, the International Body Talk Association conference in Sarasota, Florida, our keynote speaker was Dr. Bruce Lipton, who has been, he's a cell biologist and a quantum physicist, and he has been doing work and has found that thought is what makes the changes in the cell that actually tell the DNA and RNA to either, in the gene, to either turn on or turn off, to either activate or stay quiet. So I forget where I was kind of wrapping up on that.
Well, it's very interesting because it seems like there is sort of this, you let go and you accept that there's so much that we don't understand about the body-mind-spirit integration. And that to me is so, I think it's so foreign to mostly Western medicine, that kind of letting go of that knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting.
Well, what I think they're realizing now scientifically is, which is fascinating, is that the physical body only really accounts for 20% of how it functions. So the whole energy world, the energetic world, is the other 80%. And now the research is going into that. And, you know, we have centuries, eons of knowledge to draw on as human beings. And actually just going back to, you know, what has body talk done for you? To me, it's about giving ourselves permission to be deeply human again and to bring that into a comprehensive, holistic form. So,
well, it's about time for us to wrap up here. It's gone so quickly.
Yeah.
But I've been speaking with Jillie Atkins and Raina Jacobson. They're both licensed body talk practitioners here in Portland. And Dr. John Veltheim, who developed the body talk system, will be in Portland next Thursday, February the 9th. He'll be at the convention center. You can see him for $10, and it'll be at 7 o'clock. The phone number is 503-639-4436. That's 503-639-4436. And you can find out more about the Body Talk system and locate a practitioner by visiting www.bodytalksystem.com. And I don't know if you want to give out phone numbers for your offices or if you feel like doing that. People can find you on the web too.
They can find us on the website. Right. And you know, going on the website, they can look at all the practitioners in Portland and you to just be drawn in the right direction for them.
Yeah. So thank you, Jillie, so much for having us
on the
show.
Yes, thanks for being here. It was wonderful.